For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Big trucks like these may move out soon, loaded with supplies or members of the South Carolina National Guard, to bring help to hospitals or other facilities across South Carolina that are dealing with the coronavirus outbreak. Governor Henry McMaster has enlisted the National Guard to be on alert in case it's needed, and Captain Jessica Donnelly said plans are being made to offer that assistance.
We can provide personnel and resources to help the hospitals and local healthcare facilities set up the mobile tents that they have outside to help facilitate. And then we can also provide like transportation assets if those people need different things, supplies transported between locations.
Because the spread of the virus is still unfolding, Donnelly said it's still unknown just how many personnel the Guard would need to provide assistance. But she said that requests for aid would determine the extent of the resources the Guard would supply.
Just for example, in past hurricane responses, we've had anywhere between about 1,000, 2,000 people that could get activated at one time. But for this instance, right now we have about 15 people because we're in that planning phase. So it really ranges based on the support that is needed.
Like everyone, Fort Jackson is taking the situation seriously as it has just experienced its first few cases of COVID-19. Commanding General Milford Beagle said the cleaning and sanitization that goes into fighting communicable diseases is an everyday part of the fort's routine, but now it's doubling down with other plans to keep the virus from spreading.
So to give you an example, right now a platoon bay, a troop bay, has a capacity of 60. And on any routine day, it's 60 in a bay, open bay. We're going to see half of that. So now you'll see a 60-platoon bay, 60-person bay, where you're only going to have 30 soldiers in it. We'll do the same thing in the dining facilities.
The fort also has taken the step of limiting access to the base to fight the disease, Beagle said.
We've cut out a lot of access and changed our graduations and family days, whereas we had anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 families come in every single week from Tuesday to Thursday, Thursday being our graduation days, we cut that completely. So now those things are live streamed to families across the country so they can see the graduations.
Beagle said the spread of the virus to the fort, like everywhere else, was a matter of not if, but when. But the fort has a plan called contact tracing to help contain the number of cases.
You've got to trace it down from that one positive to everywhere they've been, anybody they've seen. And that is something, again, that we'd have to share with the community as well, because we have 70% of our workforce that works outside of the gates of Fort Jackson.
The fort does town hall meetings on Facebook Live to keep the community updated, said Beagle. Donnelly added that more than transportation and supplies, people are the National Guard's biggest asset.
Our biggest asset is people during these types of emergencies, because the South Carolina National Guard actually has those two missions. We have our federal mission where we have soldiers who deploy, but then we have our state mission where we work in support of these civil authorities by providing people and assets.
Donnelly said the Guard's plan for assistance does not have an end date.
We're available for as long as we're needed. We don't start looking at pulling out until the state says we no longer need you, because we're a force of 9,000 soldiers, so we have the personnel to be able to work on in shifts, and then depending on how long this goes on for, we have replacements for that.
Both officers said their service branches are ready to respond to whatever is requested of them, making clear that the needs of the community come first. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.